Welcome to the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sam Oracle Chinedu. This is your number one station for talk. And we're having the biggest conversation in Port Hackett. The biggest conversation right about now is Executive Order 22. What does it state? Well, the River State Governor, Yesum Wike, has banned the use of premises, buildings and structures in residential areas in urban and non-urban areas as campaign offices by political parties without approval. Commissioner for Information Chris Feinbone in a statement said the ban is contained in Executive Order 22, which has been signed by Governor Wike and came into effect on November 11. The statement said the order also prohibits the posting of bills or posters on any other material in unauthorized places. It said the state governor condemned the incessant defacement of expensive public properties, particularly in Port Hackett, through indiscriminate posting of handbills, banners, posters, and all sorts of unauthorized materials. It further said that any political party or association or body of persons that wish to use any premises, building, or structure situated in the residential area in any urban area of River State as campaign office must obtain permission from the River State Commissioner for Urban and Physical Planning. As you would imagine, reactions have trailed that order. Reactions from opposition political parties, reactions from Rivers residents, and anyone who just hears this definitely has something to say. Well, we're hoping that our guest, Mr. Chris Feinbone, who is the Commissioner for Information, also has a lot to say. Good morning, Mr. Feinbone. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Oracle. Good morning, business.
Thank you very much for joining us. All right, so I've read the report connected to Executive Order 22, and naturally, a lot of questions come out of this. But it says that you must gain approval before you can use any of these spaces, a structure, residential place in an urban area, for campaigns or campaign offices. Please, what exactly is the procedure for this approval? What process do you need to go through?
Well, the process is to reach the relevant commissioner, that's the commissioner for fiscal and urban planning, and write to him and describe the activity you want to carry out and where. Then he will do the needful.
Okay, and how long is this supposed to take?
It won't take more than a reasonable time.
Please, if I'm
reasonable.
There's
nobody that will send in such a thing and expect that it will take weeks and weeks. No. It will take immediate effect. I mean, you will receive immediate attention.
Yeah, but by law, Mr. Feinbone, I reserve the right to carry out certain activities within my residential space. The laws in the land require freedom of movement, being able to do some basic things, you know. So where two or three are gathered for the purpose of engaging with voters, for the purpose of campaign, I naturally would not, naturally speaking, need an approval for something like that. Don't you agree?
When you say by law, I've not heard the law you put it. In any case, when things like this happen, or when the government comes out with matters like this, it is natural anyway for people to react instinctively without thinking deep. Even reading the statement, reading the law, the order. It's good to read the order properly. And anyone who reads the order properly will know that that order derives from relevant sections. Those the power to make that the order derives from relevant sections of the Constitution and relevant sections of the, in this case, the River State Outdoor Signage and Advertisement Law. So it is not something out of the blue. First and foremost, what is an executive order? An executive order is not something strange. It is a directive that the president or governor has in this case for certain actions or how certain actions should be taken. And that is, it is not a legislation. it is important people are educated to understand that it is just a directive based on already existing legislation, existing laws. So it's just to give effect to certain of the whole part of an existing law. So right now, the order given needs to be studied by people, and they know that it's just a case of finding a solution to what we all complain about, that government does not implement laws. We have all the laws. And truly, it is difficult not to find all the laws that we need in this country, but it is implementation. For example, the River State Outdoor Signage and Advertisement Law prohibits all of these things. It states and, you know, prescribes where you post and how you post, and you put your posters and banners and all that. Obviously, but because we all are skilled in this whole thing of not, you know, having capacity or enough capability to implement this thing. That is why, but when a particular unlawful act becomes so spikes up, everybody expects the government to say, okay, this matter, even if it is not supposed to be, I mean, people are not supposed to behave in this way, but that behavior is even getting out of hand. The government will sit back and... So the government simply says, okay, I'm drawing your attention to this particular existing law, and nobody should go against it. That is exactly what an executive order means.
Now, Mr. Feinbone.
Legislation.
Yeah.
It's not a new law made by the government. No.
Mr. Feinbone, we can understand the posting of, you know, bills, posters, and other material. The reason of defacement is one that has raised concern before now, and we'll get to that. I think that a lot of reactions are connected to the first part, which is banning the use of buildings and structures in residential areas, in urban and non-urban. A lot of the reactions have been connected to that, because it looks like this is an attack on the opposition. And whether or not that's what the state government is doing, that the body language, this is exactly how it looks. So when people say, oh, this is an attempt by the governor, or indeed the state government, to prevent other parties from campaigning, you kind of have to see where they are going with this, because it does look that way.
That is not correct. That is the thing. If you permit me, I'll say, what is the law says, or sorry, rather the order says, is any political party or association or body of persons however called or described that wishes to use any premises, building or structure situated in a residential area in any urban area of River State as campaign office must obtain permission from the River State Commissioner for Urban and Physical Planning. That is what he says about it.
Is the PDP also subject to this order?
Of course, that is it. It's everybody. The law is not made for a selective few. It's everybody. The law is for everybody. When people should shout is when they see that 13 persons go against that law and nothing is done. That is when people will say, okay, why is government not alive to implementing this? We are obeying it. The others are not obeying it. And nothing is done. That is the only time people should worry themselves. I would recommend people to read this executive order. Read it thoroughly, line by line, from beginning to the end. And they will have no need for the hysteria and the paranoia I find today. No need for it. No need.
All right, so the other part of the order prohibiting posting of bills or posters or any materials in unauthorized places. I'm glad it is phrased that way. So where is an authorized place to post a banner?
That is why when you seek the... When you draw the attention of the Commissioner for Fiscal and Urban Planning to what you want to do by applying, then... those areas will be specified to you if you are in doubt. It will help you to know. I've been somewhere outside of this, and I saw that more hand bills. You can't even distribute hand bills on the streets of Johannesburg, because the idea is that that hand bill may lead back. So you can only distribute hand bills within a confined space. So a lot of places, and when we go to those areas, we enjoy it because you will just see posters everywhere. You will just see banners of different sizes everywhere. You see things in order, and you enjoy it. That is exactly what we have the laws here. I took time to read a big volume of the municipal laws of Johannesburg, and I was craving. I said, I wish we had this here, or we implement. But when I came back and searched, I discovered that we have the laws. But implementation is a problem. We have the laws.
Well,
you will enjoy it when you're driving through and you see that all your billboards have specified sizes, have specified distance from the road, have specified height, and all that. You see order. You see orderliness. You will enjoy it. Oftentimes, you begin to ask, is it that we are made differently? That is what it is. It's not about politics all the time. How about a situation where some person gather in a compound that has many flags, and before you know it, a church service has erupted, and nobody can sleep for months. Nobody is thinking about that. Everybody is talking about politics. These things are specific. Where you carry out these functions are specified in solar clients, as they say. You can't just start every activity in any part of town you like. No. There are commercial areas of town. There are residential areas of town. And for you to do what you are not very clear about, whether they belong to the commercial or to the, you need to get the approval of government. That is how order is maintained in society.
Okay.
So, euphoria about government doing this. It's not this executive order, no executive order anywhere, not even in America. It's a fresh legislation. It's a directive by the chief executive, a president or governor, as the case may be.
Well, Mr. Feinborn, we are at that point where we have to take a break. But it's important to note, you know, that laws and even executive orders in this case can be anti-people. And in the event that the people respond, it is not an indication, you know, that they're just trying to whip up sentiment. It might actually be because they are raising valid concerns. I'm also concerned for the PDP itself sticking to this, because if we don't have posters of any political party littering the city, what happens if we find posters of the PDP doing the same?
Listen, whether it is PDP, whether it is any party at all,
right,
there should be order. This order binds on everybody to do the right thing. By the time any of the parties you've mentioned, or groups, or even churches, write and seek approval, they will know, they will be told, they will be officially communicated the correct places.
We have to take a break now, and after that, we'll talk some more.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Yes, indeed, it is Morning Crossfire. I'm Sam Oracle Chidudu. We're still talking about the Executive Order 22 from the River State Government. Well, there are reactions of opposition political parties. And the Labour Party in River State says it will challenge the Executive Order 22 in court. State Chairman of the Labour Party, Daniel Pepple, tells correspondent Emeka Otuka that the governor is formulating orders to prevent opposition political parties from campaigning in the state ahead of the 2023 general election.
With the inflation rate we have in this country today,
Mr. Pepu recalled that there was no law stopping Governor Yemi Osinbajo from campaigning in 2015.
It has never been done before in the state. Why must he be this time? We don't accept it at all. You cannot stop us from campaigning. When he contested as a governor, I believe all these orders were not there. So to me, these are all moves to undermine other political parties from participating fully in the elections. It's a contest. For God's sake, everybody should be allowed to participate. Everybody should be allowed to campaign.
APC spokesperson Darlington Wuju said the executive order contravenes the 1999 constitution.
Both executive orders 21 and 22 are ultra-virus the constitution of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. As no state governor or House of Assembly of a state has powers to legislate on an area that is not on the concurrent legislative list of the constitution. Is it not laughable for the Rivers State governor to tell the world that he wants his political opponents to come to him to get approvals before rallies, conferences, or meetings could be held?
Now, also a lawyer in Port Harcourt, Priya Peter Kio, says the recent order signed by the governor is going beyond its boundaries of regulatory functions.
The government cannot interfere in the manner, in the way you use yours. Whether you want to give it a political campaign or you want to meet there, you have a right to meet. Freedom of association is guaranteed. It's another fundamental right guaranteed in the constitution. So you do not need the permission of the state government, as it were, to gather in your house. People of language coming to discuss something in the private property of an individual. The government cannot stop you. So that executive order is contrary to the constitution.
All right, I'm reconnecting with Mr. Chris Finebone, who's the Commissioner for Information. You're welcome once again, Mr. Finebone.
Good morning.
All right. So we've heard the reactions of some members in the opposition. We've also heard lawyers speak. And everyone is saying that this goes against the fundamental rights. You were asking earlier, what exactly does it contravene? I talked about freedom of movement, also freedom of association. I should, as a Nigerian, be able to meet and engage with people at a place of residence, at some structure in an open place. It could be for religious purposes, a church. It could be for political campaign. This is something, this is a right I have as a Nigerian. So if this order is looking to take that away, do you not see the problem that does exist from the order?
The order is not seeking to take anything away that is not in our laws already. That is the truth of the matter. If anyone misunderstands this order enough, the person should know what to do. But I tell you, the law is not saying anything new. It's just that we've not been adhering to existing laws that have been duly made in this country. Every day, some of those people talking now, condemning the other, might just find themselves complaining that overnight a church got erected by their bedroom and they can't sleep. There are so many aspects of it. But you see, most people will see the political side, the political perspective, but not other side. But generally, put together, it is the orderliness of society that government is committed to maintaining. And that is what everybody seeks. And that is what people should get, because government exists to protect the people. Not to protect some people, as I guess others, but to protect all. If they sit back, drink some water, read the order properly, they will know that, number one, it's not a legislation, because no executive order is a fresh legislation. It is not a targeted at anybody, but for the protection of society and ensuring that there is order.
All right. Well, it's time for you to be a part of the conversation. The numbers to call are 070-0923-070-0923. If you have any questions, contributions, you're very free to make them known. I have messages on WhatsApp. It says, good morning. Executive Order 21 and 22 is unlawful. The governor is a member of PDP and his bias is clear. If he doesn't withdraw those orders, he will push River State into crisis. If I give my property to a political party I belong to or support to hold meetings, what the governor is saying is that I need the government's permission to rent or use my facility. Mixon from Ahoda West, send that to WhatsApp. The next comment here says, it's obvious that the executive order will not only cause chaos, but it's a step to instigate the police against the good people of River State. Sincerely, today's politics in Rivers is childish. That's what that says. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Tam.
Good morning. What's your name?
Obed Chima. I'm calling you from Ada George.
Go ahead, Chima.
Mr. Sam, that executive order is actually meant to instigate ISIS. Because I've never seen this kind of desperation coming from governor to install his puppet who will do his bidding. This is wrong. I mean, I don't know why people in River State are keeping quiet. You understand? How can somebody take permission from you before you could use his own property? Do they have any? And the Commission of Information there is trying to support it. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Sam. If Commission of Information was an operation in the state, will he abide to such kind of order, obnoxious and draconian? I want to ask him. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. Well, Mr. Feinbone, that seems to be a question for you. If you were in the opposition, would you have supported this order?
No. We usually weigh any issue properly before responding.
Okay.
But it's not out of place for the opposition to do the only thing they can do, which is to probably shall model the waters and see what capital, the political capital, to have is coming. But at the end of the day, you will submit yourself to the law. Submitting yourself to the law in the sense that once a law or a legislation or even a directive, I want to call this order a directive. Once a directive has been given by the executive, you would first of all try to understand the directive. And as long as that directive derives from a legal route, then you have to submit yourself to it. If you do not, then you should be able to prepare yourself to defend, prepare to defend yourself. Should you run foul of that directive? Now, if anyone sits down with our laws and properly go through it, all the relevant laws, including the Constitution, the question one should ask is, by my action, have I run clean of the law, of the land, or have I run foul of the law? That is the question people should ask. And not opportunistic comments and thinking responses. At the end of the day, if you are in doubt, going to court shouldn't be a threat. It should be a decision. Somebody, that's why I like one of the Labour Party comments that says, they will go to court. Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Whatever you have in a situation like this, in that situation about a particular legal issue, you seek proper interpretation of the law. And most times, people shout and run to the court, then become humbled by the time the court explains all the ramifications of what they brought before the court today. So, it is not unexpected that people will express the kind of things they are doing now. But at the end of the day, there is only one place you can go and seek proper explanation.
All right.
So even if we shout on your radio station from now to tomorrow, it is the law court that would tell us whether we are right or we are wrong.
All right. You can also reach us via the number 0817-923-0002. Please turn off your radio and go straight to the point. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Sam. Good morning.
What's your name?
Dr. Dennis.
Please go ahead, Dr. Dennis.
Most times when people who know talk, the other ones just stay by the side. Just as Einstein says that when good people refuse to talk, if they keep quiet, society will turn into anarchy or totalitarianism. These are signs of it. And this is also a warning for people who are agitating for resource control, power, executive power to the governors. When they get it, they become worse than Hitler. If we are not careful, we are not politicians, then Sonyagwa is not a politician, except that I will not want to subject myself to a totalitarian tyranny that will make my children and their lives unlivable in a country that God has given to me. I will be ready to lay down my life. You understand? So all people... Right.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Dennis. As much as we have platforms to express ourselves, we must be civil in how exactly we share those opinions. Jude is calling from Amuma. Good morning, Jude. Jude, are you there? All right, moving on. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Please turn off your radio. What's your name? Yes, please go ahead.
Okay. From the information so far on this executive order, the order is not restraining people from gathering in any part of the country. And that if you must gather, you must seek the permission of the government. No! You can gather in any facility, but not in schools. These are the people who will also call and complain that the head are dilapidated and all that. For the one the governor or the government has tried to abuse, if you must go there, they're not saying that you will not even gather in the school, no. The executive order says if you must use the facility, apply. There is no way that there's no order in that. There's no order in that, but there's no how, and this remains the same. If anybody can give any government property at any point in time without application, nobody holds nobody responsible at any discussion. Is that a good one now?
All right.
Therefore, I want to say that some of these people that are even agitating at one point in time in River City, even such laws, that before you talking specifically during the last administration of the former governor of River City, those schools built, I know from that before they are using the football, before the governor built those schools, after the schools were built, it gets more up.
All right, thank you very much. I'm doing my best to take as many contributions as I can. Hello, good morning. Okay, call back if you can. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, what's your name?
My name is John Amagaliki, calling from the Ugidega community this morning.
All right, go ahead.
Well, concerning this, your address, Chris Sandy. Good morning.
Good morning.
On the issue of executive order 22, probably enabling the people to stop the board and all the rest before approval of the governor. Let me tell his commissioner, Chris Feinbaum, or the Chris Feinbaum, you see, this order is impunity. If we are in the state on 2015, 2014, what happened? Then to be correct, which was the governor of the state. He didn't create all this order. Now that the election is closed and the governor committee has tested his order, please, I will send you a message to tell him to give order 23 for stopping River people walking down the street of Port Harcourt, because I know too well that he is hitting the drum of war in this 2023 general election that is far going than the FIFA. It is not good. He's governing us. He's not autocratic government that will say anything he said he stands. What is Order 22? A 129 in my campaign. They want to deny me marketing myself, marketing my candidate. They want to deny me marketing my governor. How did I market my governor? The only way of marketing my governor is by putting this poster across the city of Port Harcourt and the village, the rural area. And now you are coming to Order 23. So stop people. It is not good. Let him mark Order 23 this morning. Stop the rebel people. Not walking around across the state to say, all my leaders are taking church.
All right, thank you very much.
23 is no work.
We'll have to take all the calls. Forum calls from HA. Good morning, Forum.
Yeah, good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Sam, looking at this very order signed by the governor, Sam, I know too well that even in your station, you have regulatory laws.
Indeed.
The governor has come up with a position to see if you want to do this particular thing, so thing, when it, as it regards to campaign, you follow this laid down rule. It's a regulatory law. The essence of it is that maybe precedent has shown that over time, campaigns have not been followed in the right channel. And the governor said, this regulatory law, if you want to, I did not say you should not do your campaign, but if you want to, you apply and go through this channel. In Nigeria Info, you cannot come to make a news or make any program without following the laid down rule of that very company. So it's a regulatory law. Those who are feeling dissatisfied with the order to go to court for interpretation.
All right.
It's very simple. It does not call for any insult or anything. Just go for court. Go to court and seek for interpretation. That's my point.
All right, thank you very much, Forum. We're going now to Facebook. Alona John says, Rivers APC reacting to executive order. APC should approach the courts to challenge the executive order. I support it with my full chest as the order is a welcome development and a sign of development of political parties. Emmanuel Obama says, when the time reaches, River State will not size some people. No. CG Boy, the governor doesn't want any political party to contest selection in Rivers. Okay. All right, we still have some calls to take. Jude is calling from Amuma. Hello, Jude. Good morning.
Yeah, Chris Feinberg, no, you know pretty well that the executive order or whatever you call it does not over.
Hello, Jude, are you there? All right, I lost that call. I'll take a few messages from WhatsApp, and of course, we hear the final thoughts from our guest. Good morning, Sam. The Order 21 and 22 are in contravention of sections of the 99th Constitution and Electoral Act, and even Mr. Feinbone knows this order cannot survive the legal waters outside Rivers State. Okay. A lot of people talking about the previous administration and things that were allowed to happen around that time. Well, we are down to our very final minutes. I don't know if I can quickly take Chima's call. Okay, let's quickly do that. Chima from Ozuaba. Good morning, Chima. You're my final caller.
Yes, okay. Good morning, Sam.
Please go ahead.
Okay. It's this executive order we are talking about now. Let's be a bit frank with whatever that has been in existence, even in other clients, in other countries. The area that is very troubling is where you say residential area. You don't do any political whatever in residential area.
Yeah.
Even in the U.S., when Obama contested, it was a house-to-house campaign.
Okay.
What is so special about River State that you are not allowed to do house-to-house campaign?
All right, Chima, that's as much as I can take. I don't have a lot of time. Mr. Feinbone, you felt the pulse of the people, those for, those against, but exactly how the people feel about this order. Does that give you an idea of the reception of this order?
The only thing I can take away from how people feel about the order, those who have spoken, not all, because I can also assure you that those who have spoken may not count, you know, for much. But let me say that what I can take away is that many do not understand the order. And it's a concern for me in our society that very often we deliberately, most times, refuse to acquaint ourselves with anything, especially if it's written down. Then we simply just take the one that fits our fancy and we run with it. Let everybody with the executive order, even the previous one. If you have nothing in your cupboard, even you will fear nothing. It is for the good of society. And any time anyone feels different, the person should know what to do. And that thing is just to seek and help from a cup.
All right.
So no law has been erected to stifle anybody. No.
All right, Mr. Feinborn.
The order is just a directive to indicate that government wants people to obey existing laws in this case.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. This is as much as I can take. We appreciate you for making the time. Have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Well, after the break, of course, well, this is basically where the show ends for today. Please stay with us.